The 2010 law eliminated synthetic pesticide applications on the grounds of daycares and K-8 schools. Supporters say the ban was in response to concerns about children's health and the environment, but some school officials argue that if groundskeepers can't use certain products, they can't keep fields safe for play or control certain pests. And one pest has become a particular concern, grubs, which tear up fields and attract birds. Now, legislators are considering an exception. Under a new proposal, certain EPA-registered grub control pesticides would be okay. Fred Balsamo is head of the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors, which represents sports programs at more than 350 schools. He says the grub exemption is a piecemeal fix for an already overreaching law.
You know, it makes sense to me, before any legislation is passed, that we form some kind of a task force, do our homework, do our research, and let's take this next couple of years to do a very in-depth study covering everything, and then bring legislation forward that's based on an educational decision that rather than what people are feeling passionately, because there's no question this is a passionate issue for some people who feel that everything in the world should be organic, and it's just not a realistic view.
Later this session, legislators are expected to hear a proposal that would expand the synthetic pesticide ban to high school fields. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.